From the Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
All right, here we go. Part two of our little show. If you'd like to be on the show and participate in any way that you feel appropriate, just be nice. It is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. Open phone Friday tomorrow. Dr. Daryl Wolf is on the show. He's a PhD and a DNM. I don't even know what that is. He's known as Doc of Detox. He speaks around the world, around the country, and has about 35 years experience in natural medicine. He's got a best-selling book, Healthy to 100, and I think you're going to be able to get that baby for free. I think it's an e-book thing. Does live consultations and... So I'm sure we're going to have an interesting conversation. Dr. Wolf, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Well, we're doing well here. Doc of Detox, how'd you get that name?
Well, I got that name a few years ago because mainly I started being called that because I was looking at not just the physical body, but also the emotional body, because when I was teaching my courses, I have what's called the International Training Institute of Health, and we retrain practitioners, and we teach people and couples. And what we always look at is we always look to what condition the person is in before we look at the condition they have. It has to go along together. You know, what we found was that the actual mental state and the belief systems that a person has really depends on the way they shape their life and the way they heal and whether they're going to stay that way.
Yeah. I think you're onto something there, Doc. So how do you dig into that with people? Because it's unknown territory for most, right? To really look at, say, what do I really believe to be true? What do I believe to be is real? It's an unknown territory to a lot of people.
Well, it's an unknown territory, Patrick, because it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to know yourself, Patrick. If you don't know yourself, then you're easily handled by your handlers, right? So just like when we take a look how unknown territory it is, people actually go to medical doctors when they want to find out about their health. I mean, that's an oxymoron. I mean, doctors aren't even trained in it. So... yeah, when we talk to people the first time and we say, listen, we need to take a look at your belief systems because your belief systems make and shape you, and your belief systems are actually your GPS and they guide you throughout the day. Most people believe that their conscious mind is actually making the decisions when it isn't. Their conscious mind isn't. The subconscious is. The subconscious is 10,000 times stronger than the conscious mind, and the subconscious mind will never talk to the conscious mind. That's why if we don't teach people one simple trick, the art of repetition, you know, you got to fake it till you make it. You got to repeat that which you want to become over and over again, because the subconscious mind will not accept it unless it's done hundreds of times with passion and purpose, Patrick.
So if you get somebody in a little quiet room and you begin talking to them, they'll come up with some things like, you know, I really believe that blah, 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 Doc. And this might be something that they've never really consciously said for a long, maybe their whole life, but they really believe this.
And you're absolutely right. But I will tell you that I have a technique, and it doesn't take me more than a half an hour to an hour to actually do this. I've been doing this now for almost 35 years. And, you know, the main thing that I've researched is people, observing people. And if we can get people to observe themselves instead of judging themselves, they can set themselves free. You know, the average person, Patrick, and people are going to say to right now on your show, that's not true. But the majority of the population only experiences 2% joy each and every day. Now, there's a problem sitting here. But the thing is it doesn't look abnormal when everybody's doing it. Just like 100 years ago, there wasn't any cancer, Patrick. There wasn't any heart disease. There wasn't any diabetes. You know, everybody's getting used to being dysfunctional.
Yeah, boy. And this interconnectedness with the mind, body, soul, who we are, it's really where the action is, isn't it? I mean, this is... If we don't go there, I don't think we're going very many places. It's not gonna, it's not gonna help us.
I like to take everybody with gentle baby steps because here's the first situation we have, and us in the natural health field can be accused of this as well. And that is we allow everyone to become a 911 emergency, and then we go in and do a deep cleanse, or we go in to rescue their mind or rescue their body, whereas. You know, 20 years ago, I changed my whole protocol, and I knew that we had to create the perfect day for every individual and tailor it for them. And then we had to actually be there for them. Like I do what's called the perfect day consultation, where we combine it and we go through the physical part with them, and we go through the emotional part. And I have what's called 33-day Braveheart training. And I'll tell you something, in 33 days, you won't even know yourself. You will unleash the real you, because you have to understand the minute that we get down here, we're being brainwashed by our parents, because our parents were brainwashed. God love all our parents, but we know all our parents were dysfunctional. And somebody's got to stop the family curse. And, you know, some people are going, what's he even talking about in the family curse? Well, the thing is that if you're hooked up into the media at all, because we know that only six corporations control 82% of all the media, meaning except your show, of course, Patrick. you're one of the few and far between that you're out there and you're actually giving a clean, pure message. But all the other ones are distorted. And the thing is people are programmed. They follow the herd, and when they follow the herd, they're off to the butcher. You know, most people don't have any thoughts of their own. I mean, think about how many original thoughts you might have. And remember something. Your thoughts actually do shape you. So when we take a look at a person, we look at that person, we take a look at what they eat, they drink, and what they think from the minute they wake up until they go to bed. And then we sit down over a 33-day period and we help to, how can I say this? We help them to get into their heart and process things through their heart and then to awaken themselves because, you know, we are light energy beings, and you know what we tap into and what is around our environment and what we allow in will either heal us or corrupt us, right?
Yes, sir. Doc of Detox. Now, you're going to have I think we have a couple free things that we're going to offer to our listeners. We're going to put the links on our show page, right? So I think what do we have? We have an audio first that they're going to be able to hear, right?
The MP3. Audio.
Yeah, we'll have a link there.
Yeah, the audio is called Emotionally Fit for Life. It's a two-hour audio, and I promise you, Patrick, that if they listen to this, they're going to go, okay. Because you know what? If it's a dark room and the switch is behind the door, then you don't know it's ever been there. So, yes.
Yeah. And then there's also a book, right? Any book that you're going to give away?
Yeah, it's actually a paperback, but we did it in an ebook version because the Healthy to 100 is used by a lot of homeschooling families for their children as well. It goes through everything. It talks about the whole domino effect of diet and illness and how to get out of it and how to create a perfect day.
Mm-hmm. How do you think the dynamics worked out with a lot of my yoga teachers in the past would say, oh, the issues are in the tissues. And I've certainly had experience with deep body work and seeing sometimes past lives, things throw up and things from my youth, you know, just doing deep body work. Talk a little bit about your experience of how that process works and how that how that all comes together.
Well, Patrick, the first thing that we have to understand is that when we're unable to process our emotions with love and joy, okay, then what we need to understand is when we process emotions and there is negative feelings attached to them, they're not processed. So what happens is every emotion has a frequency: hate, anger, depression, sadness. Now, in everybody, we have weak links. So we have tissues that are damaged, tissues that there's scar tissue, internal scar tissue in our body. Mm-hmm. We have tissues that are actually rotting, tissues that are inflamed. So all those tissues have different frequencies attached to them as well, because they're in different stages. Now, you can't process an emotion. Now, that emotion does not just go and melt away. That emotion, here, how's this? Patrick, you make me sick to my stomach. And you don't. But no, we say that to maybe a loved one or someone. Or my stomach is in knots. Or I feel like I have the weight of the world on my shoulders.
Yeah. Or I can't stomach that.
Yeah. So when you actually say that, guess what? You actually swallowed the emotion, that dysfunctional emotion, and you can't digest it. So if you can't digest it, you have to store it. Now, if I can... I'm going to try to make it as easy as possible, but we do a technique called Wolf Deep Tissue, and everything is based on scar tissue, whether it's your joints or your organs or your muscles. All you have to do, what we do I'll talk about that maybe in a bit, but what happens is your emotions will actually find the tissue that matches. So if you can't process an emotion, that emotion will not go to a healthy tissue. It will be stored in more unhealthier tissue. So that's why when somebody gets stressed out or depressed or angry, you know what? That same spot that bothers them every time they do that, it bothers them.
It's so like, oh, it's a vibration thing, Doc. You think it goes to, explain that more clearly. That's pretty interesting. For example, fear would have a vibration, and there may be scar tissue in our body. If we got this fear karma, we're going to work out. That's okay. Where it's going to go?
Well, first of all, I have to step back again. I'm sorry, but
that's right.
Yeah, I have to step back because guess what? Okay, Patrick, how many of your friends wake up stiff in the morning? You know what? After the age of about 30, you start to get stiffer. Look at the progression. First, we have a little limp. Then we have a cane. Then we have a walker. Then we have an electric scooter. And now we get to pick a nursing home so that we can be looked after. All of this is scar tissue. You give me a person that has a knee problem, an ankle problem, a hip problem, a whiplash. You give me a scoliosis. You give me any type of physical problem. And if you look on my website, and this is not a commercial, I'm just telling you the truth, that with my technique, I guarantee to do more in the first treatment than all the other treatments and all the other therapies anybody's had, even if it's been 10 or 20 years. We will reverse any physical scar tissue condition. We will even with women, if they look on my website, they'll see them. I've actually done this right live where there's been fibroids in the breast, fibroids in the pelvic region, and even up to the size of a lemon, and I can take it apart in 20 minutes. Now, the thing is that people go in and get these surgically removed. They don't have to. The scar tissue that's in the hip that the person has to go to surgery, we can remove that and it can reheal itself. We forgot all that. But anyways, the emotions, and so what we do is we have people fly from all over the world and we give a money back guarantee that we'll reverse it, because people have lost faith in themselves and they've lost faith in their creator. And we have to restore that, because until we do that, they won't release the light that's inside them anyways. But let's go back to the emotions. Emotions, okay, like attracts like, right? So that's what it does. So the reason, if you've got negative emotions, it's going to go into an arthritic joint. It's going to go into an inflamed. Hey, if you're inflamed and you're blowing steam out your ears, Patrick, then it's going to go into inflamed tissue. Okay. If you're talking about hate and anger, then it's going to go into a mutated cells and mutated tissue. If two people come together with love and passion and purpose, they can create a baby. If one person goes into himself with anger, depression, hate, he can create a tumor, Patrick.
Sure, yeah.
And listen, a tumor is only fibrotic scar tissue, layer on layer on layer, like the rings of a tree. And with every layer, we have emotion embedded in that. And the reason why we keep having scar tissue there is because of inflammation. Your body will not stop making scar tissue if there's inflammation or mutation, because it's trying to wall it off from it from spreading and to stop the parasites and the worms and the fungus and the bad bacteria and the viruses, because they will go to the weakened tissue in the body. Just like when you take an antibiotic has a frequency below zero. An antibiotic will turn on fungus that shouldn't come until you're dying or dead. So what happens is you start seeing people with all these digestive disorders and fungal problems in their body, and even unleashing cancer, because you put something so low vibrational that it's below zero. It wakes up this microbe that's supposed to digest your body after you're dead, just like a log that's in the forest. It gets decomposed by fungus.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
it's
like this, you know, all I can tell you is that, people need to, I have this saying, until you trust, honor, respect, protect, and love yourself first and foremost before anyone else or anything else on this planet, we will not be able to connect to our source and actually live our true purpose.
Yeah, well said. It is 19 minutes after the hour, and his name is Dr. Daryl Wolf, Doc of Detox. We're going to have a couple of free things for you. His website is docofdetox.com. Pretty cool stuff. Hey, we've talked about it on open phones a lot and on my soul, mind, body connection thing. And for what it's worth, he's on to it. And this is where the action is. And so there might be some cool things that you can work with Dr. Wolf on. And if you'd like to join the show, question or comment, 888-663-6386, email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Good morning, May 11, open phone tomorrow.
Previously with Daniel Vitalis, we were talking about, pine pollen.
Pollen is essentially the equivalent of what an animal would have as sperm. Pollen is like the male part, the semen, and it fertilizes the ovum of the flower, which becomes eventually a fruit. And so if we were going to draw the equivalence, it would be like that the flower is like the female sex organ and the pollen is like the male sexual ejaculate. Well, pine trees, which sort of just dominate so much of the landscape of North America and so much of the world, pine trees, they're semen. They dust the landscape in pollen. And that pollen, being the sort of male part of the plant, has some correspondences to male physiology in our species and many other animal species. So what I'm saying is pine pollen contains all of these different anabolic or androgenic hormones, plant versions of hormones that we need, like testosterone, like DHEA.
Well, the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees, good stuff, guys, and for you girls, too. Several choices of pine pollen. Any survival link, OneRadioNetwork.com. Previously on our show, we talked to the now legendary Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt, and he mentioned sulfur. He's a fan.
The conditions in our world and our environment are changing so dramatically that people need to have a whole host of self-help tools and methods. Mm-hmm. And I'm very thrilled about your version of MSM. It's a right way to go. You know, sulfur is part of most of the detox enzymes and the critical part that is right now. We have a much, much higher need of healthy sulfur than we had even 10 years ago. And so I followed your work a little bit. You know that you're on the right track with what you are. Promoting.
Well, Dr. Klinghardt, we've heard from thousands of people over the year how they really love this product. You can click and order our Pure Sulfur, three prices, United States, Canada, and worldwide right here, or email me, Patrick, at OneRadioNetwork.com for a discount for more than £4. Pure Sulfur, one of the few places where you can get this product. OneRadioNetwork.com.
And we do a 10% discount for £4 or more, 15% for £8 or £9. We're going to be ordering up again tomorrow morning. So if you'd like to try this, it's really fun. And there's some amazing things what are going on with sulfur, and you can look at the video that we just put up with Dr. Stephanie Seneff. I think it was a TED Talk, and we've had her on the show, and what's going on with the glyphosates and the sulfur and things like this. So it's pretty cool. It just has a love affair with heavy metals. One of our favorite products or providers is Brandon Amalani, and he's a Chinese medicine guy, just a sweet soul, just so into doing things just really, really well. Superfoods are cool to have because they're a food that your body can generally do really, really well with, because it's just a food, and that would be like goji berries or schizandra. Ginseng would be more of a root and more of a medicine, I guess. I don't think it's really a food, but I guess it is. But anyway, he's got a 50-year-old ginseng that's pretty cool. It's a very cool lean ginseng compared to a 10-year-old American ginseng. So if you're worried about the heat, if you get too much heat in your body, like I'm a pitta Ayurvedic guy, and I got a lot of heat in already. But the goji berry extract and schizandra pure extract is really nice. These are great products. They're in Myron glass. They are produced in a way that you listen to the interview we did with Brandon, and you're just amazed and say, I can't believe somebody goes through all that just to produce these kinds of products. So these are good ones, and they're right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com.
Know the source. One Radio Network. We talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com. Once again, here's Patrick.
Once again. Okay, May 11th, 2017. Got some cool people for you next week. Some ideas we'll be talking about. Let's see, I'll go here quickly. Ken Rolla, he's here the third Monday of every month, and really quite a fascinating fellow engineer, and he's just really cool. Created some very nice things like the water structuring device we promote and the pyramid with the scalar energy thing. It's cool. Judy Hoy is up in Montana, and she's doing some pretty amazing work in the same genre as Stephanie Seneff with the glyphosates, GMOs, and then the sulfur stuff and the minerals, and how the bodies of the even animals up there, that she's a great animal rescuer. She's always rescuing, getting little animals that get involved with GMO foods, and seeing some of the amazing things that are going on with the animals and the underbites, and their little jaws aren't formed properly at a week old or 2 weeks old and stuff like that. And just doing work with minerals, cell salts and stuff, she's getting them back where they're actually just turn out okay. It's just pretty crazy. Dr. Andrew Weil, he'll be here next week. You've heard of him. And then Darkfield Microscopy next week as well. So got a lot of fun things for you. Tomorrow, Open Phone Friday. The Doc of Detox is here, Dr. Daryl Wolf. And as you can tell, he's on to some pretty cool things that we love talking about around here. Doc, for many people around the world, not necessarily our listeners, they're pretty up on stuff, but they feel generally pretty good because they're on it, you know. But so many people in our culture feel so badly and have such a lack of energy and so much negative kind of, images coming through their consciousness all the time, because it's just the way they're kind of wired up right now. And the worse they eat, you know, the worse it gets. Do you have ways where you work with people physically, physiologically, Dr. Wolf, to get them to the point so it's easy for them to even go to some of the spiritual, emotional, the cool stuff you're doing?
Well, that's why I put a protocol together called Braveheart. And Braveheart is a protocol that takes them through gentle baby steps. And I had mentioned it briefly, but it's over a 33-day period where we have them doing loving, honoring, baby steps throughout the day. And we actually have 13 steps that they do out throughout the day, something that I call snap back to reality. We have them doing a whole bunch of little things that, listen, it's all about repetition and it's all about honoring yourself. You know, the thing is you're either honoring yourself or dishonoring yourself. And we already know that in our society that we're supposed to only look outward for everything that we need. And that's why we always need our gas tank filled up. That's why we're always running on empty and feeling like we never get what we need. You know, once we actually learn that it's okay to love ourselves first and foremost, we'll find out that we haven't taken anything away from the world or our families, and we actually can be the light then, and we can actually enjoy ourselves and have joy in ourselves. You know, either you are honoring or you're dishonoring yourself. You know, people have been dumbed down, Patrick, and you know that. You know, you get to talk to a lot of, and let's say, enlightened people. You know, there's a lot of knowledge out there, but you know what? Specialized knowledge is what people want. How many people out there are on the computers because they have a loved one that's suffering, and they're on there for 5-6 hours every night, burnt out, stressed out, because they don't have simple take action strategies? And that's the problem. And that's even the problem with natural health practitioners today, is that they treat more than they train. You know, unless you're training your patient to become the master of his own body, I think that we're all breaking the Hippocratic Oath.
Yeah, well said, yeah. Let's take this call. Good morning, you're on the air with Dr. Daryl Wolf. Who's this? Hello?
Good morning, this is Denise from Dallas.
Hello, Denise in Dallas.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I wish you, yes, we can. Go ahead.
Okay, you know, I have multiple sclerosis, and I heard Nick Redfern years ago say that that scarring, that's what multiple sclerosis is, multiple scarring. I took systemic enzymes for about 10 months, and I hope it did some good. I just want to know what the doctor, anything else he might be able to tell me.
About MS.
Well, Yes. It roots itself. The main place that it actually starts is the large intestine. That's where MS gets its main foothold. Hmm. So unless you're on top of doing gentle daily cleansing, okay, and really staying on top of those bowels, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, but you should be having 2 to 3 bowel movements a day, just more like on just not watery, but just slightly on the loose side to show that you're actually cleansing. And you need to be off of all sugars, all carbs completely, and forget the gluten-free pastas and breads. You need to be off of those completely, and you need to look at a more of a fresh and raw diet. But until you actually bring up the vibration in your body, you have to understand that with MS, if you can bring up the vibration in your body, that which actually creates it and perpetuates it cannot live in the body. You know, we always have to ask ourselves why we're doing what we're doing every day, why we're thinking what we're thinking. We always have to ask the questions why, okay? We have to reevaluate. And that's why I always look at going through what a person does from the minute they wake up until they go to bed, and then you want to construct an actual foundation for them, which to work off of. Ma'am, you know, you've probably talked to many people, tried many supplements, and the problem is that everybody tries a Band-Aid therapy. Well, I tried that product. I tried this product. I did that therapy for a while. But nobody, if you don't create the perfect day in every way, emotionally and physically, and that's not overwhelming either. This is called gentle baby steps, and the rules to actually getting well are really simplistic. But man likes to complicate everything, because people are supposed to, the majority of the population is left believing that they don't have the intelligence to look after themselves. But if you actually, we have what's called the Healthy to 100 community. That is a free community that we opened up, and it has all the videos and training and recipes and and I do webinars every week. And the thing is that what I base everything that I do on is self-empowerment. If you leave this radio show and you can't take action right away, then what's the purpose of information? We always need to be able to take action, and it's got to be simplistic, and it's got to be financially feasible. So we need to look at a protocol that we will love and embrace and do it every day for our life.
We know Denise, she calls every now and then. She's in a nursing home in Dallas. And so in a nursing home environment, she'd still be able to get that chi or that life force built up so she could heal?
I don't think so. And she can do it, you know, if she wants to maybe do some kundalini breathing and exercises to help to bring that up. But then what type of water do they actually have her on? Is she drinking structured water? Is she drinking enough of it? Are they trying to give her medication? And I hope you know this. This is really important that least up here in Canada, you know, and in some of the nursing homes, they have an $8 a day budget on feeding people in nursing homes. So on $8 a day, you know, the food quality is not going to be the greatest. So
Denise, you're able to do some pretty good things. I think you get good water, you fix up for yourself and things like that, don't you?
Yeah. I do my best. I've got perfect water. So I know that's important. And the rest of it, I just have to get along as I can and not obsess about what I'm doing wrong and think about what I'm doing right.
Well, keep listening to the show. If Doc can help you with something, he sure will. And one of our goals here at One Radio Network, Denise has called for a few years, is we're going to break her out of that place someday, Doc, and that's what we're going to help her get out of there, and we'll do what we can. Thanks for calling.
Well, Denise.
Yeah, go ahead,
if I
Doc.
Can say this.
Yeah, sure.
Denise.
Thank you.
You know, Denise, take a look at my ebook and listen to the Emotionally Fit for Life audio. And then, Denise, if you wish to call me, you know, you can call me with any question you want. You don't have to purchase anything. The Doc of Detox Functional Medicine Clinic, we have 8 people on our staff that just answer questions for people, and they don't have to purchase product. So, Denise, we're here, okay? So just know that.
That's nice. Denise, we're going to have 2 different links on our show page when we post this podcast in a few hours, and you'll be able to hear the audio and also get this ebook. Both of those free, so that'd be something fun you could do today. Okay?
Thanks a bunch.
All right, sweetie. Bye. God love her. Oh, I tell you what. It's a challenge, boy, people get in these nursing homes, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a challenge. But the thing is as long as it's controlled by the system, then, you know.
Yeah.
The thing is, what I say is that all systems out in our world are created to bring down our system, you know, our digestive tract, our arterial system, our nervous system. They're all under attack from the systems that we've created, you know.
Doctor, in your experience, have you seen the emotional organ things connection like you might see in Chinese medicine where fear, kidneys, letting go, colon, that? Does that hold true a lot, or do you see these vibrational things jump up or jump all over the place for different, depending on who the person is?
Patrick, that is like a real simple science, and it really holds true. Mm-hmm. You know, people, okay. So what medical science wants, what the medical system does is complicate the issue. When the universe created us, it was simple. It was simplified. And, you know, health is everybody's God-given right, and that's why it is simple. So, no, you're right. You're absolutely right. All the emotions are connected to either a certain joint in the body or a certain organ in the body. And it has to be made that way. It's part of your GPS. It's just like pain. Mm-hmm. You know, people say, you know, you ever notice that people that are in pain are always running away from it, right?
Sure.
You can't run away from pain, because when you come down to have this adventure here on planet Earth, right? This fun-filled adventure that we have,
right.
Life-threatening adventure. But, you know, if you know how to play the game, you can have a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
But here's the deal. So pain is our friend. Pain is a GPS. Every time I feel pain, I thank it. I thank my body for giving it, because I'm either out of alignment emotionally or I'm out of alignment physically. And then you know what? Then I pay attention to it. So whereas you have to understand that people have been taught that it's an enemy. So when it comes, they try to ignore it. Okay. And that's like, what would happen, Patrick, if you came home and your wife talked to you every day and you ignored her? Well, there would be a divorce. So if you want to ignore pain in your body or try to dumb it down with drugs, then you're going to end up with a disease. And then eventually, you know where that goes.
Sure. Sure.
Yes. And remember that all diseases are the body, and people don't really like this word, but it's actually a disease is where the body's actually rotting. And that's because that part of the body is holding negative emotion, and it's also been forgotten about. It's been walled off. It's been, and the walling is, in a physical point, would be the circulation problem, which would be the scar tissue. Like, we can actually take women, for instance, from wearing bras underneath their arm, just 3 inches down from underneath the armpit, you'll find a massive ball of scar tissue with every woman. And that's cutting off the lymph flow to the arm. And that can even create mutation and circulation problems and inflammatory breast disease. And they don't even know it. So they're taking drugs or taking all this supplementation. Whereas if we were to teach the husband to go in there, he could actually just pull those fibers apart to get rid of that beaver dam. So
really we know a doc here in Wimberley, Texas, that was telling his patients about the bra thing, and Medical Association of Texas called him on the carpet saying he wasn't practicing the standard care. It was just pretty big story in town. It was pretty interesting, boy, I tell you. It's interesting.
And if I can add one thing to the bra.
Yeah.
Those women that have a bra that have the wire in it, well, there's the antenna to pick up all the frequencies that are around to just really jam that breast up.
Paul writes in the UK, I had the same wonderful experience of healing by creating perfect days, changed my life, home, spiritual, but I was left with some neurological numbness damage. Can the doctor give me some ideas with this?
Well, I would say to him, first of all, where is it? And the other thing is I'm going to be really put myself out there, because we have to, because this is how courage brings faith. I will tell him that if he ever gets to Canada, or if I knew where he lived, because I do a lot of traveling, that I could go in there and probably with my technique, within a few minutes, unwrap the scar tissue that's wrapped around the nerve, that's numbing the nerve off or blocking it off. Like a person that has sciatic pain, we can go in there and usually take 15 minutes and we can relieve that, because you have two tuberosities near the lower part of the spine. Mm. And if you go in there and unwrap the scar tissue around those tuberosities, then you've unleashed the sciatica pain. And then the same thing with a whiplash in the neck. It doesn't matter where it is. Like even scoliosis, I have pictures on my website. A girl came up here. She was a professional horse jumper. She's only 16 years old. They wanted to put a steel rod in her spine.
My goodness.
So her mother said, what can you do? And I said, have her come up and we'll reverse it. And she said, well, I don't really believe you. And I said, well, we have a money back guarantee. So, you know, you're not going to waste your time. So she came up here. And what we did was we did two treatments on her. And you can see it on my website. We took away probably about 70% of the scoliosis. And we trained the mother how to do the rest of it. And the girl is jumping. She has no scoliosis. I don't care how bad the scoliosis is, because we've had cases come from all over the world. And we've had people who are supposed to be booked for knee surgery, shoulder surgery, carpal tunnel syndrome. It doesn't matter. It's all about scar tissue. And when you teach, we teach it and we show it. So, you know, people do not have to live like this. And you got to understand something, Patrick. If this is really true, what would that do for all the watered down treatments and therapies that were out there? They would fall off the side of a cliff.
So the emotions, the trapped or whatever you want to say, is stuffed issues in the tissues, scar tissues, they're just kind of one little juggernaut that are there together. And this is, And so do you, our doc, are you doing hands-on when working with this scar tissue? Is that how you do it?
Yeah. Well, I actually show it on my website. It's called ITIOH, International Training Institute of Health, .com. And what we do is I have a technique that I put together back when I was around 31 years old, actually, and perfected it over the years. So it's, you know, it's we've been doing it. We actually opened up a school when I was 32, so I'm 61 now. And anyways, what it is it's using actually the elbow, because when we use the elbow, and it's not about, it's real painful, and you're not ripping anything. You can't injure anybody. What you're actually doing with a transverse motion, you're going with a transverse cross the fiber motion, and you're actually pulling the fibers apart. You know, we eat glicky, sticky foods. When we get stressed out, we go into fight or flight, we go into contraction, and we go into inflammation, and that creates fibrin in the body, and the fibrin creates the scar tissue, which creates the knots. And we can actually go in there and within 5 to 15 minutes take a knot that is pushing on a nerve that's causing severe pain, even to the point where people are on drugs and, you know, even trigeminal neuralgia or you name it, or from an old whiplash. And we can go in there. I had a gentleman come up to me, and he would have migraines. He was 74 years old. They wanted to cut the nerve in his neck. This was just in the winter here. Uh-huh. They wanted to cut the nerve in his neck, and that would numb out the whole right side of his body. And he flew up here from Colorado, and it took me 20 minutes to get rid of the scar tissue back where the brainstem is, where the occiput is, and he hasn't had a migraine since. So
there's actually a video that people can see to see how this works, this breaking up the scar tissue and the movements and all that?
Yes, if they we just put one on Facebook where I actually they'll see it up on my website of Doc of Detox.
Okay.
And also ITIOH. I had a gentleman come in just 2 days ago. I'm going to give you case histories that we just do, not dragging them from 10 years ago. So I've got a gentleman, okay, mm-hmm. and he came in last Thursday, all right, and he's got prostate cancer, uh-huh. and he has a bladder problem, and he hasn't peed properly in 20 years. I'm not making this up. We did a testimonial right after. So I worked on him for 20 minutes, and I broke up all the scar tissue in his groin region, okay? And understand something, Patrick, you have tons of scar tissue there. Everybody over the age of 40 has tons of scar tissue in their groin from their bowels, from leaking waste causing inflammation. So anyways, I break up the scar tissue, and then he gets up and he goes, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. So he usually went 3 ounces. Now, this is only him saying it, but he said he went in between maybe 12 to 16 ounces worth of urine. That was the first time in 20 years. And you'll see that testimonial.
And can we learn, if we don't come to see you, people around the world listening, Doc, could learn how to break this scar tissue up on their own?
No, they would actually have to. In something like this, we want to do the technique on site. Like, okay, so I'm doing a training in Ireland. I'm doing another one in Mexico. I'm doing another one in Greece. I'm doing one down in the States pretty soon. And then we have a whole life coach training, was where we do the emotional training, Braveheart training here. And that's coming up next week. And then following one day after that, we do the 7 days of the deep tissue training. In 7 days, Patrick, I'll tell you what, Patrick, anybody like you that is out there doing radio like this, or they have a nonprofit, we allow them to come and be trained for free. So when you're ready, you come up and you can take my emotional course or my deep tissue course, and you can take it for free so that you can go out there and you can tell the world whether or not I'm right or wrong.
The deep tissue thing would be really cool to know, wouldn't it? Wow.
It would be. Yeah. It's 7 days, and I live in a beautiful place, Kelowna, British Columbia, that overlooks the vineyards and the mountains.
So. Worst places to spend your time. Let me do a quick little break here. We got some more interesting emails. Bring them in. Well, Dr. Gentleman, isn't he? Dr. Daryl Wolf, the Doc of Detox, and that's his website, docofdetox.com. We're going to have two links. One's going to be to an audio that you can listen to for fun, and also you'll have a free link to this to this ebook, which is a cool thing as well. And let me just get the correct name of that because I got it right here. It is, well, I got it right here. It's the ebook, the 30. We got the links. All right, let's put the links up to keep it simple.
SDL Incorporated is offering 3 free CDs to listeners of the One Radio Network on the definition of money, the history of the Federal Reserve, and protecting your wealth, which describes in brief how investors can utilize American gold and silver coins as a portion of your portfolio to provide some physical assets to compensate for the loss that most people now see in paper money, which is perpetually losing value. Please call us at 1-800-468-2646 for your free copies. Just mention that you heard it on the One Radio Network show. 1-800-468-2646.
All our shows are great on Wednesday with Andrew, but we had an especially fun one yesterday. They just keep getting better and better. Sometimes we go 3 hours. He's really an amazing guy about knowing how this all works. And in my opinion, there's a whole lot of stress that goes on unconscious for most people involving money, involving finances. And I think a lot of it is because there's just some curious things going on that are, quote, legal, unquote, with money and how the dollar works and who prints them up and the whole thing. That I think as soul, we all kind of know that we got to understand it more so we can use this thing called a dollar without being unconsciously feeling like we're just taking in the shorts. Do you know what I mean? So that's one of the things we really talk about. And the more you understand that I've learned about money and all this stuff and how it works, and I've been studying it for 25 years, the less stress and angst and stuff you have about money. And then as you tie in more spiritual things to it, where you know that divine spirit is really what's providing all the money and the job is just something you do for fun, things keep working and somehow you just end up with you always have enough of those dollars to do whatever it takes. And it helps to know, much like the same way it helps to know exactly the physiology of the body, why we have these kinds of shows and do the mental, emotional, spiritual thing. And you get the whole picture, and it just helps to go through planet Earth with a little more grace and charm and not being in fear and angst and stuff, because we'll just get sick, as the Doc of Detox is telling you right now. So, Andrew Goss, it was a great show yesterday. He's here every Wednesday. Not much is going on in the markets, really. The stock market is still extraordinarily high, almost 21,000. Gold and silver are pretty even this morning. 1224 for gold, 1632 for an ounce of silver. Crude oil is up again a little bit today, and the dollar is down. So there we have it. We do the numbers for you on OneRadioNetwork.com. Previously with Stephen Huer and why the uniqueness of One World Way delivers exceptional benefits.
A non-denatured, truly pure, truly raw whey protein will only help to raise glutathione. And when you raise glutathione, you have to remember every cell of the body, your pancreas, your liver, brain, all are dependent upon 10% of the protein content and every cell being glutathione. And makes that cell detoxify itself of heavy metals, chemicals, and whatever drugs. And then that makes the cell healthy. And one of the reasons that you have chronic disease is because the cells of the different organs and bodies are producing too little glutathione. They're succumbing to the free radicals. They're succumbing to the toxins, damaging the function of that organ. And that's one of the reasons why One World Way is so profoundly therapeutically powerful, because every cell and every organ depends upon high levels of glutathione. And this is the number one food to fuel it over long periods of time is glutathione production.
One World Way offers 4 very, very good tasting flavors, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, and unsweetened, unflavored. Click and order One World Way right now on OneRadioNetwork.com.
Broadcasting live, weekday morning, this is listener supported One Radio Network.
I see trees that are green. red roses too. I watched them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a
To talk to Patrick, call 888-663-6386 or email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Once again, here's Patrick.
Dr. Daryl Wolf, the Doc of Detox, is up in a beautiful part of the world. BC, British Columbia. British Columbia. I want you to talk. We ran a video on our website the other day about self-love, and that I thought it was great the way you laid it out. I can remember there was some point in my life, maybe 15, 20 years ago, I figured that this little chatter of all the things saying, Patrick, what a bad guy you are, because of my spiritual practice, was not me. And, you know, it was a pretty wonderful day in my life, Doc, when I saw that for real, you know. And it's hard when people think that they are thinking bad things about themselves, but it's not really who they are that's doing the bad talk.
Well, you know, Patrick, if you want to control the masses, then take away their self-esteem, take away their integrity, and
yeah.
And, you know, make them say sorry. Do you ever notice something? I mean, in Canada, it happens more probably than in the United States. But, you know, you just have to walk and brush past somebody and not even touch them now. And we say we're sorry. We're sorry for even breathing now. You know, so, you know, that we've lost our honor for ourselves. And what people don't get it. And right away when they hear it, they get offended first when I say this. But until you honor, trust, love, respect, and protect yourself first and foremost before anyone else or anything else on this planet, then you will not experience the joy in the life you're supposed to have. If you fill your heart up, Patrick, with just love from yourself, that does not mean you're not loving your family. It means you're not hurting them. What people do is they have been taught that other people will fill up their heart. And when those people are sick, or when they die, or when those people decide that they no longer want to be with that person or spend time with that person, then the love is pulled back and that person is left with an empty heart, which is a broken heart, which causes disease and illness, depression, and a feeling of no self-worth. If you fill your heart up with love from yourself and you get to embrace who you really are, it's not going to make you conceited. It's not going to make you selfish. Mm. It's going to make you aware, and you are going to be the light. If everyone on this planet filled their heart up with love from themselves, the whole matrix of corruption would fall. Cancer would become absent from everybody's mouths and minds, because the cancer is actually corruption of your mind and your tissues. And the issue is recognizing that we are light beings, and we need to eat light, think light, live light, be the light. And when I say eat light, you know, we have to eat products that are given to us from nature. You know, when we drink light, we want to drink water that is structured and high hydrational. When we want to think light, thinking light means just allowing the light in and not trying to make things dark inside you, like you said, talking yourself down, or, you know, oh my God, I'm so stupid. And, you know, and then The other thing that families do is when they don't fill their own heart up with love, they end up doing body pain programs where you could actually clock each person's pain in the family, and they all have a robotic system they don't even know that they're doing. And they've made this unconditional contract where they actually push each other's buttons to keep each other's pain bodies going.
Really? Wow, that's fascinating. Yeah. Juan, yeah, I said Yuan, I'm thinking of Chinese Yuan. Juan says, for chronic pain, inflammation in the GI tract, I just can't seem to shake. Does the doctor have any ideas, some things that I can do to discover the emotional, spiritual source of this issue and heal it?
Okay, well, you always have to look at the physical and on with the non-physical. You know, right off the bat, most people that have a GI problem, they have hydrochloric acid that has the strength of vinegar when it should be battery acid. Most people need HCl today before their meals, unless it's a totally fresh and raw meal. And then on, you just said it, Patrick, there was a commercial you just had, glutathione. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs it, and most people will need it twice a day. And then the other thing is that I would tell the listener to be, and not to cut to the chase here, but download my Emotionally Fit for Life audio, and I promise you that there's 2 hours of answers. This isn't an audio that's a sales pitch. This is an audio that's going to help you understand how beautiful you are and that your potential is unlimited. I mean, every day that I take my head off the pillow, I know that it's a new day and that you are an Olympian. Everybody out there, you're an Olympian. Every day you can break new records. You know, just as the universe is continually creating onto itself, you were created by something that's so special, and you came down here, and yes, you're in this body, and we're limited to a certain degree, but we haven't even begun yet, Patrick.
Yeah, we've only just begun. Was it the Carpenters? We've only just begun. Joy writes in, what does the doc think of Graston tools or these other tools that are used for relaxing the adhesions and working with the scar tissue?
Well, what they do is they help to soften up the scar tissue, just like somebody who does pressure point therapy or shiatsu. You're right on top of the knot. And remember something, you know, when people say these trigger points are throughout the body?
Yeah.
Well, these trigger points are actually scar tissue knots. And scar tissue knots will have a general location in most people. Like you'll find them and you know where they're going to be. But the thing is if I put my elbow on there or I try to take a tool and I try to rub it, I'm going to soften it up, but it's going to harden up and contract at the first red light, Patrick. Unless you're actually taking, okay, try to picture the muscles in the body. They're parallel. There's enough room between each tissue cell for blood and lymph to flow. Now try to picture all these fibers. Instead of being 1 inch across, now it's only 3/4 of an inch. And that's because all those fibers are compressed. And what's happened is they've become like beef jerky. Did you ever, Patrick, did you ever try to eat a piece of meat that you tried to chew and it was just like beef jerky, or it was really hard like rubber?
Yeah, just well, that's what, yeah, it just doesn't work.
No. So what we do is we gently, with this technique, we bring the fibers apart and we pull the fibers apart and the knot's no longer there. Instead of just trying to soften it up, it's only going to come back within 24 to 48 hours. Now, remember something, just like your mind, your body has muscle memory. And that's why the repetition is the key of living on this planet. You know what? How did you learn how to get a disease? By repeating that something enough, you created it. Mm-hmm. How do you get rid of the disease? By repeating something that will heal and honor your body. So how do you get rid of a knot? Well, we break it down, but then we teach the people that come here, whether they're couples or patients or practitioners or somebody's mother, it doesn't matter. The whole world deserves this. What I say is this. If an 8-year-old can't do it, and if an 8-year-old can't understand it, Patrick, then it's a lie. So everything that I do, I can teach an 8-year-old. And I actually taught an 8-year-old who's 12 years old now and makes about $250 a week just doing deep tissue. So, and he does it better than any therapist in his town. So the reality is this, is that, yeah, you know what? 20 years of schooling. I got 20 years of schooling. So what? Anybody can heal themselves and show others how to heal. So what we do is we pull those fibers apart, but then we teach the husband or the friend or we teach them how to do it themselves so that they can, because remember muscle memory, some of it's going to come back because the body thinks you're supposed to have it. Remember your subconscious mind? Your subconscious mind, it's going to, whatever beliefs you have in there, whether they're good or bad, does not matter to your subconscious. It could be your beliefs could be killing you. So, and they're going to keep trying to come back until you've repeated enough the good belief systems that erase and replace. Just like you need to go in about 3 to 5 times in a real chronic problem. But I've got people that have had a hip problem, need it, and they've been limping and they can hardly even walk, or they've got a walker, and then do a 30-minute treatment on them and the walker's gone. So it all depends.
Ivan wants to know how do we communicate with our subconscious mind to reprogram its behavior to be one that is supportive for health and well-being and happiness?
Well, again, it's really simple, but there's no really deep technology to it. Repetition is how you become a master. How does a piano player become a master pianist? How does an Olympian break records? Well, you repeat. Is Ivan willing to repeat that? Is he willing to repeat that he loves himself throughout the day? Is he going to put a little mini Ivan on his shoulder and watch how he talks, how he thinks? Is he going to put a little mini him on his shoulder and see that he's connected to his breath? Because unless you're connected to your breath, and I mean connected to your breath, that you know you're breathing, and you're connected to your breath, and you will have a smile on your face for no reason, then you can't be connected to your source, which is your source of everything. Remember that you can take anybody you want, Patrick, and I don't care what the drama is in their life. If they get connected to their breath right at that minute, okay, and they put a slight smile on, it is impossible. Look at anybody who's suffering or in pain or goes into some drama situation and look at their face. It's twisted. It's contorted. So change your face, get into your breath. And, you know, I have this rule that I have people follow, and I tell them within 33 days, you will only be in trauma for 30 seconds, no more. So, Patrick, if something happened to you and something happens to me, okay, the same thing. You might be upset for only an hour. I might be upset for the rest of my life. I might even take my life, because we all have different belief systems and we decide how long we're going to put ourselves in judgment jail. And that judgment jail is determined by your subconscious beliefs. So you know what? Jennifer cheated on me. So guess what? I will never talk to her again. And when anybody brings up her name, I'm going to badmouth her. Or Jennifer went sideways because our relationship wasn't working anymore and she moved on, and I bless her. So it's all about belief systems. And you know what? I will not take the poison pill, and I teach people not to take the poison pill. As long as you judge a corporation, a family member, and when you sit in judgment, then both go to jail.
I think it's impossible for a situation or anybody or anything to hurt us, my opinion, as long as we bless it and realize it, just bless it. And I think your point is well taken. And I think we've all spent time early on with being angry at government, right, or politicians or whatever, right?
And well, it's just
an
time.
Illusion. Yeah, it's just.
Yeah, it's also time to run it's time to run our pain program, Patrick. So we're going to use other people to keep our pain program going.
Yeah,
that's really it. And if I can say one little thing,
sure.
And people might go, "Oh my gosh, did he say that?" Well, it's the best way for people to understand. You know what? I believe that I have been alive forever and will live forever. As Einstein said, that energy may change shape, but it never dies.
Right.
So, you know what? If I can say this, and this is this, is that life is as short as a fart down here, and if you want it to stink, it's going to.
Okay, I will quote you on that. And I think,
right.
So also the music is playing, we're going to close, but just in a couple minutes, I think your point about this ongoing throughout the day is really key here, because in my opinion, it's just about our state of consciousness at any moment, right? And it's just all now. And just to, you know, to meditate for 20 minutes and then go out and be whatever for the next 4, 5, 6 hours, this mindfulness of knowing who we are as soul and that we're good, and it's important to keep it there up front all the time, isn't it?
Yes, gentle baby steps in cleansing of the mind and of the body, okay? And actually loving and caressing your thoughts and yourself and pampering yourself, you might as well get involved in it, because you're going to be with yourself for
right.
a long time.
We're here anyway, right? We might as well get involved. I like that.
Yeah,
that's great stuff. Cool. I ordered your detox tea the other day, so I'm looking forward to trying that.
Well, I think you're going to love it, and please let me know.
Yeah.
And and if you like it, I'd like to send you some as a special gift, Patrick, I love your show. Yeah. I think it's amazing. I'm not just saying that. What a beautiful show.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Well, you have a good time. We're going to have all the free things that you're offering to our audience around the world. We'll have that up in a couple hours of podcast. Appreciate you being here, Doc. Great work. You just stay at it. I know you will.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Good man, huh? Yeah, he's on it. I believe he's on it. He's got the tiger by the tail. We have this little perpetual calendar of precious quotes from my teacher, Harold Klemp, yesterday. And loved it. And this is a good one. He says, sometimes you have to face the lion because there's no reason to run from it. Sometimes you have to face the lion because there's no reason to run from it. I mean, you can think about something like that all day long and you can have a better day. All right, kids, we'll see you tomorrow. Sharon and I will solve all the world's problems with you. And we're going to hear your story. Open Phone Friday. What's your story? Tomorrow, 9 o'clock, OneRadioNetwork.com. We've got a great lineup for you next week. We thank you for your ongoing support. The way we support ourselves is through the products we promote, and we think they're good ones. So we appreciate that. See you tomorrow.
Broadcasting from the beautiful Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.